Hello, beloved, and welcome to this weekly Bible study. And in this Bible study, we are going to take a look at the humanity of Christ. Now, last time we looked at the deity of Christ, now we're going to look at the humanity of Christ. I think I said we were going to look at the two natures of Christ. God willing, next week we're going to look at that. But for now, we can't really talk about the deity of Christ and not talk about his humanity when we want to move into the direction of the two natures of Christ. Right, before we continue though, let's just have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can come to you in Jesus' name. And thank you that we can get to know Christ better every single day. Thank you that we can grow in the grace and the knowledge of Christ. And Father, thank you so much that we have your word. And thank you that we have, clear direction on who Christ is from your word. So I pray, Father, in Jesus' precious name, will you open up our hearts and our minds to receive your word. And enable me as your servant to teach your people. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, now when we speak about the humanity of Christ, the question is, why is the humanity of Jesus Christ important? Why should we know about the humanity of Christ? Well, you see, when we speak of the humanity of Jesus Christ, we are actually saying that Jesus is fully human. Why is it so important? Now, for Jesus to be fully human when he was on this earth? Well, I think a basic answer would be that Jesus had to be a man in order to be able to represent mankind on the cross. You see, if Jesus was not a real person, then his death on the cross was of no benefit to mankind. He had to be a man, fully man, to die for the sins of mankind. See, it's also important for us to believe this teaching because this is what the Bible clearly teaches. It's not just a question of, oh, it says it in the Bible. No, we have to believe it. We have to believe that Jesus Christ was fully human. Jesus is God incarnate, that Jesus came in the flesh. Because those who are false prophets, antichrists, they are the ones who reject the teaching that Jesus Christ was fully human, which means that God became man. Now, Scripture also teaches us that Jesus did not have man's sin, or mankind's sinful nature. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 5, we read about it. And this is because he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He was not conceived by man. Joseph is not the father of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is. You see, Jesus was born of a virgin. He was not born by the will of man, but he was born by the will of God. And if Joseph had been the father of Jesus Christ, he would have been born with a sinful nature, because it is through the man that the sinful nature is passed on from generation to generation. So we basically say that Jesus had to be a man so that he could die for the sins of mankind. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9 says, "But we see Jesus was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone." Very important. Right. Now, what proof do we have that Jesus was human? What proof do we have? And once again, just like with the deity of Christ, we go to Scripture. Because Scripture is the revelation that God has given us to explain to us who Christ is, how the Godhead works, how salvation works, everything that we need to know so that we can live godly lives, we find it all in Scripture. All right. So the proof that we have that Jesus was fully human is found in Scripture. So what are the biblical proofs that we have that Jesus was human? I believe the first one is that Jesus had a body of flesh and blood. You see, beloved, the body of Jesus Christ was just like the body of any other human being. Right? Jesus didn't have a sinful nature, though. you know, like all other human beings. But his body, and he was just like any other human being. If he cut himself, he would bleed. And we see it on the cross, nah? When the blood came out of him. I believe when he kicked his toe against something, he would have felt the pain of that toe that he kicked against something. In Luke chapter 1 and chapter 2, it describes the birth of Jesus Christ as a normal birth. You see, Jesus wasn't born as a spirit. And I'm putting it spirit in inverted commas. And there are people that teach us that Jesus was born as a spirit. The Docetists, they are one of the groups that teaches that Jesus was not born, or what Jesus was born as a spirit. But Jesus was born as a human being. He grew up in a normal way. Luke chapter 2 verse 52. And he was recognized as a Jew. In John 4:9 we read it. He wasn't, how can I say, identified as some strange creature? No. People knew Jesus Christ as a normal carpenter, now with brothers and sisters. Just listen to Matthew chapter 13, verse 55 and 56. It says, is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brothers, James and Joseph, and Simon and Judas? And then verse 56, and his sisters, are they not all with us? You see, it speaks about the brothers of Jesus Christ and the sisters of Jesus Christ. Beloved, and Jesus, obviously, he knew what it was to be hungry. We read about it in Matthew chapter 4. And after Judas betrayed him, Jesus experienced suffering, you know, like real suffering, and he felt it in his body because he was completely, fully human. Now, when the apostles remembered Jesus, they basically remembered him as the one that they could touch, the one that they could listen to, the one that they saw. That's how they remembered him. We believe on the Lord Jesus Christ based on the revelation of Scripture. And because of the witness testimony of the disciples and those who knew Jesus Christ. But the disciples themselves, the apostles, they remembered being with Jesus. They remembered having interaction with Jesus. They remembered seeing what Jesus was doing. So, it's important for us to understand that they knew Jesus as fully man. So, we firstly see that Jesus had a body of flesh and blood, but we also know, according to Scripture, that Jesus was truly and fully a man because he developed as a normal person. Luke chapter 2 verse 52 tells us that Jesus developed in four different ways. The first way he developed was in his mental abilities, which means his knowledge about things increased all the time. Just like a normal human being would increase in knowledge. Jesus, how can I say, developed with regards to his mental abilities. But then Jesus also developed in his physical abilities. Now, he grew bigger and stronger as he grew up. As a boy, obviously, he wasn't as strong as what he was when he was a man. And then we also learn that Jesus developed in his spiritual life. I mean, he learned more and more about his Father. You remember when he was in the temple, he said to his parents that he had to be about his Father's business. He had to be in the temple learning more and more about God because he was fully human. But then also in his social life, Jesus had to develop. He had to learn how to live among people because he was a normal human being. All right? He was human. He basically grew in the normal way. He wasn't a fully grown person at birth. No. And he didn't know everything because he was fully human. Obviously, in his divine nature knew things that his human nature didn't know. All right. For example, when that woman touched Jesus that had the issue of blood, when she touched him, he felt power go out of him. And that woman was healed, and it was his divine nature that healed her. But Jesus's his human nature just felt power go out of him. All right, that's basically his two natures visible in this one incident. All right, so we've seen already that Jesus had a body of flesh and blood. And we've seen that Jesus was truly and fully a man because he developed as a normal person. Then the third thing is, we know that Jesus was truly and fully a man because he had a human soul and spirit. So he had body, soul, and spirit. Beloved, we know that God is one. Eh? We do believe in the Trinity, obviously. We believe in the triune God. We believe in the Godhead. But it's one. It's one being, God, who, exists in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But God is one. He is a unity. Man has different parts. We have a body, soul, and spirit. And this is specifically, the Greeks made this very popular, this idea of we exist of a body, a soul, and spirit. You see, when Jesus was born, he had a human body, and he had a human soul, and he had a human spirit. And when Jesus heard that his friend Lazarus, for example, when he died, it says that Jesus' spirit was greatly troubled. Before going to the cross, for example, we find that the soul of Jesus was troubled. And when he died, he gave up his spirit, according to John 19, verse 30. Alright. So we've seen that Jesus had a body of flesh and blood. That tells us that he was human. We've seen that Jesus was truly and fully a man because he developed as a normal person. And we've also seen that Jesus was truly and fully man because he had a human soul and spirit. But then fourthly, we know that Jesus was fully, truly and fully a man because he had the same characteristics and limitations as any human being has. Now, Jesus became hungry. Remember that? Matthew 4:2. Jesus became tired. John 4:6. And he became thirsty. John 4:7. John 19, verse 28. But he also became sad. Nah? Jesus felt compassion. And he even wept. You see, Jesus was also tempted to sin, just like any other human being. Okay? So, it is important for us to understand that Jesus Christ was fully man. All these things, hunger and tiredness and thirst and sadness and compassion and the fact that he wept and that he was tempted by sin. Now, these things tells us that Jesus Christ was fully human. By the way, God is not tempted. Nah? So, Jesus was tempted in his human, or his humanity. Alright, so we've seen that Jesus had a body of flesh and blood. We've seen that Jesus was truly and fully a man because he developed as a normal person. We've also seen that he was fully man and truly man because he had a human soul and spirit. And we've then now also seen that Jesus was truly and fully a man because he had the same characteristics and limitations as a human being. And then fifthly, we know that Jesus was truly and fully a man because he had human names. He was, for example, called the Son of David, Matthew 1:1, meaning that he came from the lineage of the King of Israel, King David. And then he was called Jesus, Matthew 1:21. And it's the same as the Old Testament name Yeshua, which basically means God saves, or Yahweh saves. And then Jesus was also called man. Yeah. And Paul says that a day is coming when Jesus will judge as a man, in Acts 17:31. And that as a man, he is a mediator between God and mankind. Amazing. Alright, so we know that from Scripture, he had a body, of flesh and blood, that he developed as a normal person, that he had a soul and spirit, like any human being, and we've learned that he had the same characteristics and limitations as human beings, and we've seen that Jesus Christ had human names. All showing us that he was human, fully human. And then the sixth thing that we know that Jesus was truly and fully a man because he was able to die. Beloved, God cannot die. Alright, for Jesus to be able to die, he had to be human. God is eternal. God doesn't die. But Jesus died because he was fully human. And spiritual death can only be experienced by human beings. It's not experienced by God. Beloved, Jesus' death shows us that he was fully man. John 19:30, verse 30 tells us, so when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, what? It is finished. And then bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Jesus died. God cannot die, which tells us that Jesus Christ was fully God. Fully human, sorry. Alright, so what have we learned from Scripture? What have we seen from Scripture? We see that Jesus had a body of flesh and blood. Alright, that Jesus developed as a normal person. That he had a soul and a spirit and obviously a body. Alright, that he had the same characteristics and limitations as human beings. That he had human names. And that he was fully man because he was able to die like a human being. And he died on the cross. Absolutely amazing. So, the humanity of Jesus Christ is shown to us in Scripture. And it's important that Jesus had to be fully man so that he could take the sin of mankind upon himself and die on our behalf. Absolutely amazing. But at the same time, we are talking about the God-man. Nah? Jesus was fully God and fully man at the same time. 100% God, 100% man at the same time. And that we see in the two natures of Christ. God willing, we'll look at that next time. All right. Let's close our eyes and just pray together. Father, we thank you that we can come to you in Jesus' name. And thank you that Jesus became flesh, that he took on human nature, that he was fully human, and Father, that he died on the cross, that he was fully human in every aspect. Father, thank you so much. And that Jesus not only was divine, but as a human being, he understands us. He understands the pain and suffering that we go through. Oh, Father, we pray in Jesus' precious name, make that alive in us so that we can get to know Christ better and better and better every day. Oh, thank you so much for what we can learn about Christ and that we can grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, it's so wonderful. Thank you, Father. Go before us during this week and may your name be glorified in and through each one of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. Beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and may he give you his peace as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God willing, until next time, bye-bye.